Listening Part 2. Listen to a talk about technology. For questions 11 to 20, decide whether the sentences below are true or false. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Part 2. Technology is part of our everyday lives. In fact, we now spend almost half our waking hours either online, on the phone, or watching television, according to a survey. As a result, many of us are increasingly skilled at multitasking, with computer users sending emails while listening to music or watching television, or texting and surfing the internet at the same time. Younger people, aged between 16 and 24, are the most skilled at multitasking. It's not limited to their free time either, with many using their smartphones in school as a learning tool. Many schools now allow their use in the classroom. Research shows that younger people primarily use mobile phones for texting and social media, and not, in fact, for calling. On average, people spend around 80 minutes a day on text messaging, social networking, and emailing, far more time than they spend watching television. Messages have replaced face-to-face communication and phone calls. In fact, in Britain in 2014, people sent 104 billion texts, up from 27 billion in 2010. It's not just young people who depend on media sources. Adults watch more than 2 hours of video every day. The over 55s are increasingly using computers, with more than half having access to the internet, mostly for emails. Their interest in social networking has doubled in the past 2 years, with 12% of older people now on social network sites, such as Facebook. But what does all this mean for traditional sources of information and communication, such as television, newspapers, and the home phone? While sales of newspapers and landline phones are decreasing, televisions are still very popular, although now digital and with internet connection. People still prefer watching television programmes on their large flat-screen TVs, whilst texting and surfing the web at the same time, of course. Now listen again. Technology is part of our everyday lives. In fact, we now spend almost half our waking hours either online, on the phone, or watching television, according to a survey. As a result, many of us are increasingly skilled at multitasking, with computer users sending emails while listening to music or watching television or texting and surfing the internet at the same time. Younger people, aged between 16 and 24, are the most skilled at multitasking. It's not limited to their free time either, with many using their smartphones in school as a learning tool. Many schools now allow their use in the classroom. Research shows that younger people primarily use mobile phones for texting and social media, and not, in fact, for calling. On average, people spend around 80 minutes a day on text messaging, social networking, and emailing, far more time than they spend watching television. Messages have replaced face-to-face communication and phone calls. In fact, in Britain in 2014, people sent 104 billion texts, up from 27 billion in 2010. It's not just young people who depend on media sources. Adults watch more than 2 hours of video every day. The over-55s are increasingly using computers, with more than half having access to the internet, mostly for emails. Their interest in social networking has doubled in the past 2 years, with 12% of older people now on social network sites, such as Facebook. But what does all this mean for traditional sources of information and communication, such as television, newspapers, and the home phone? While sales of newspapers and landline phones are decreasing, televisions are still very popular, although now digital and with internet connection. People still prefer watching television programmes on their large flat-screen TVs, whilst texting and surfing the web at the same time, of course. That is the end of the listening section. Do not forget to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the examination. You will not be given extra time to do this. You may now continue with the rest of the exam.